Pod Quiz 1061. Hi there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1061. Before we start, I would like to thank Ed for his PayPal donation, and I'd also like to thank new Patreon patron, Lindsay.
Round one.
We start this week with an odd one out music round. You're going to hear four pieces of music for which I would like you to tell me both artist and title. And for number five, I need the odd one out of the four.
And still,
question one.
Words don't come easily. Like, forgive me, forgive me. Say, baby.
Question two.
A word to the thick soul sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby, got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on. So, ladies,
yeah.
Ladies,
yeah.
If you wanna roll my Mercedes?
Question three.
Love lost such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost. Like a coin that won't get tossed. Rolling home to you.
Question four.
Daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. Extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
Dance,
crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom.
Deadly,
when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook when I...
Question five.
Yes, so I'd like you to tell me the odd one out of those four.
Round two.
Round two is on extinct birds.
Question six.
Which extinct bird that has become a symbol of an outdated concept or object appeared in Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland?
Question seven.
The great auk was a flightless seabird of the North Atlantic that became extinct in which century? The 17th, 18th, or 19th century?
Question 8.
Haast's eagle is the largest known eagle to ever have existed, becoming extinct in around 1445. It was native to the South Island of which country?
Question 9.
Which species of pigeon, endemic to North America, saw its population crash from approximately 3 billion to extinction in around 100 years, primarily due to hunting?
Question 10.
Lyell's wren was a small, flightless bird native to Stevens Island and is claimed to have been driven to extinction by Tibbles. What was Tibbles?
Round three.
Round three is on musical instruments. You're about to hear five short clips of instruments being played, and for each, I'd like you to tell me the name of the instrument.
Question 11. Question 12. Question 13. Question 14. Question 15. Round 4.
The final round this week is history.
Question 16.
Which ancient civilization invented papyrus and hieroglyphs?
Question 17.
Born in 1483, which German monk is widely credited for initiating the Protestant Reformation?
Question 18.
Who was the primary author of the United States Declaration of Independence? Was it John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, or John Hancock?
Question 19.
Who was Emperor of Japan during the Second World War?
Question 20.
In which decade did Mao Zedong launch his cultural revolution that ultimately led to the death of millions of people? I'll be back in 2.5 minutes for the answers after Bird on a Wire by Snake Oil Salesman.
Raging with life, a three-quarters dead, light as a feather, weighty as lead. It's tragic and lovely, I'm so near undone. Let's open these windows, make love to the sun. You've shaken and shattered me, collected and scattered me. Let us stride a column of hands. I'm coming to you. Fingers are shaking, my hands they are bound. I've coughed up my lungs without making a sound. My features are frozen and yours are aflame. And everyone else's, they all look the same. So you lean in there, follow me, chew up and swallow me. But riding a raging typhoon, I'm coming to you. Clothing, heart set on hiding, our bodies are knitting, our minds are colliding. You wind up my eyes like words in a wire, drawn out my breath like moss to a fire. You've hunted and taken me, caressed and forsaken me, but held in the arms of the wind, I'm coming to you. But riding the wings of a gull.
And now,
coming to you.
The answers.
Like forgive me. Number one was Baby Can I Hold You by Tracy Chapman.
But you can say baby. Baby, can I hold you tonight?
one, so ladies.
Number two was Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Check it out, even white boys got the shout, Baby Got Back.
Number three was Old Man by Neil Young.
Old man, take a look at my life, I'm a lot like you.
Number four was Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice. And number five, The Odd One Out. All of those songs had the word baby in the title, apart from number three, Old Man by Neil Young.
Round two.
Round two was on extinct birds, and the answer to number six, the extinct bird that appeared in Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, was the dodo. Number seven, the great auk became extinct in the 19th century. Number eight, Haast's eagle was native to the South Island of New Zealand. Number nine, that extinct American pigeon was the passenger pigeon. And number 10, Lyle's wren was driven to extinction by Tibbles, that was the lighthouse keeper's cat. So if you said a cat, you score the point.
Round 3.
Round 3 was on musical instruments, and the answer to number 11 was the glockenspiel. Number 12 was the mandolin. Number 13 was the snare drum. Number 14 was the tuba. And number 15 was the violin.
Round 4.
The final round was history, and the answer to number 16, papyrus and hieroglyphics were invented by the ancient Egyptians. Number 17, the German monk credited with the initiation of the Protestant Reformation is Martin Luther. Number 18, the primary author of the United States Declaration of Independence was Thomas Jefferson. Number 19, the Emperor of Japan during the Second World War was Hirohito. And number 20, the Cultural Revolution started in the 1960s. That's it for Pod Quiz 1061. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks also to everyone who has already entered PodQuiz 1060's prize round. There is still a few more days left if you would like to do that. I'll need to receive your answers to quizmaster@podquiz.com by the 6th, please. A message before we go. Happy birthday, Arthur, from Francois, Genevieve, and Charlotte. Bye now.